Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is April 6th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotorVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years' worth of archives. Love having you on live, though. As always, we like to have, you know, some pretty the discussion is always fun, but today we have we're gonna skip the way we usually start the call by having just a discussion of over what's occurred in the industry over the last week or so. But because today we have a guest speaker, I want to make sure that we have time to have Brandon speak to us a little bit. So last week I had an opportunity to visit with the Ohio Water Quality Association, and Brandon made a presentation. This is Brandon Mantell. He made a presentation regarding technology coming into the industry, how the new technology like AI and things like that are going to affect our industry. And I thought it was just an awesome conversation, and thought it would be really fun to have him on our call and kind of talk about the similar thing. So Brandon has actually, he owns a water treatment, he's been in the water treatment well drilling industry for coming on 40 years, over 35 years. He is currently the president of Donnermark Water Systems near Akron, Ohio. He's got about 40 people at that on his team. He's an expert in the field, and he has given presentations across Ohio for the government and private industry groups in a number of topics. In fact, just to kind of start us off here, I want to read a portion of a commercial for his company. And then I will hand it over to you, Brandon, to take the reins here. But this is a commercial for your company, and I'd like for you to kind of discuss this, maybe just on whether or not it's accurate. So here we go. Here's a commercial for Donnermark Water Systems Co. Looking for a reliable and efficient water system for your home or business in Akron, Ohio? Look no further than Donnermark Water Systems Co. Our team of experts have been providing top-of-the-line water treatment services to Akron residents for over 20 years. At Donnermark, we understand that water is a critical resource in our daily lives. That's why we take pride in offering the best water treatment solutions to meet your specific needs, from water softeners and iron filters to reverse osmosis systems and UV sterilizers. We have everything you need to ensure your water is clean and safe for use. Our team of knowledgeable technicians uses only the latest technology to install and maintain your water systems, ensuring your water is always up to standard. Our systems are designed to conserve water and energy, allowing you to save money in the long run. So why choose Donnermark Water Systems? We are dedicated to providing top quality products and excellent customer service. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and ensure complete satisfaction with our work. We are confident that our products will improve the quality of your water and your overall quality of life. Donnermark Water Systems Co., your trusted provider for quality water solutions in Akron, Ohio. Contact us today if you have your water system installed or maintained by the experts in water treatment. So, Brandon, welcome. Thank you very much. What did you think of this computer-generated commercial?
Right.
For those of you there, that commercial was spit out about 5 minutes before this call. I simply typed into ChatGPT, write a commercial for Donnermark Water Systems, and that's what it spit out. So the reins are yours. What do you think, Brandon?
Yes. Well, thank you, Kelly. It's great to be on this call, and it was really enjoyable meeting with you last week in Columbus, and we appreciate all your help in the industry as well. So I love this topic. This is a topic that you can either get scared about or you can embrace. That particular conversation you had with ChatGPT, as you've added on, that all you simply asked to do is type in, make a commercial, is amazing what it can generate in an intuitive type of conversational way. You can use that same thing with ChatGPT for writing a company policy, which I've done. I just type in some parameters. You know, it's pulling data from this voluminous amounts of information sources that may not always be right. So the one thing that you realize when you're dealing with these type of interactive artificial intelligence type systems is you have to know somewhat what you're looking for or what the topic is. And so it's not like this is going to replace humans. In that particular conversation, it's pretty flowery language that you could put right up on a radio ad right away, right? And so some of the points are that, you know, we've been in business for 40 years. You know, that's pulling some old data for the, you know, that we have probably somewhere on the internet somewhere that says 20 years. So it's things like that that it's not going to replace us, but it's going to be huge. I mean, how many of us in 5 minutes could just create an ad like that? I love ChatGPT. You know, type in like how to treat, what is arsenic, and it'll come up with some really cool things. And you say how to treat arsenic in a residential water system. And it's amazing the different points it can really quickly spit out within, 10 seconds that can be very useful. So, you know, we are, dealing with the cliches of, you know, artificial intelligence and technology, and futuristic type stuff. But it is truly here in a present day usefulness, even to us right now, even in the water treatment, especially in the water treatment industry. If you can give me a minute to talk about, you know, what is our future in the water treatment industry. Let me just give some concepts here. Artificial intelligence and management. How would people like to know that, hey, we get a report that says so-and-so in our company needs to be talked to about their feelings on staying with your company. They may be looking elsewhere. They may becoming disillusioned with their present job tasks and need to management needs to have a discussion. That's currently there. I have software I work with that they haven't rolled out yet, but it's current technology to where it'll tell me if a service tech has a 90% or better probability of leaving my company in 60 days. That's mind-blowing when you consider how this artificial intelligence can help us run companies and manage people. How about artificial intelligence and relating to an interactive media source with customers? There's so many people that would love to talk to us at 5 p.m. on Saturday, 11 p.m. on Tuesday night, where they are having some issues and they know they need to do something and they want to schedule something. We can't afford that in our industry to keep somebody on 24 hours a day. It's just not that type of industry that we can do that. But that doesn't mean that we can't embrace those people who are needing to schedule something. And it's present-day technology. Sounds futuristic, but it's present-day technology to where we can have systems that can dialogue with people and say, okay, what is your problem? Oh, I'm getting some staining. Okay, where are you noticing the staining from? I'm seeing it primarily on my shower curtain. Okay, have you had your water tested recently? No, I haven't had it tested. You can see where this can go, and you can zero in. You know, I can ask, well, how old is your? Have you had iron problems in the past? Yeah, we've been battling it for a while. Well, how old is your water treatment equipment? I bet it's like 22 years old. Okay, let me have somebody give you a call who can help talk about your equipment. We may want to check it out to make sure that we're not putting good money after bad. Would this be something that sounds like what you would like us to schedule with you? Yeah, that'd be great. I don't want to spend any money until I know for sure that it's worth 60. Sounds like a smart idea. Let's go ahead and schedule that. And it could direct it over to your sales team to have a conversation first. Or how about, I just had equipment put in 2 months ago. It's supposed to take care of this. Gotcha. We want to make sure we apologize that it's not functioning the way you're expecting. Let's set up a time to have a technician come out and look it over. And it can do this at 11 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning or whatever, and it avoids you having time spending with somebody interacting with them, at 8:30 a.m. when you're scrambling like crazy. It has it all set up on the schedule with your service tech, and the cost savings, the customer satisfaction, this is present-day technology. Or how about for service techs? In this industry, it can take years for somebody to get up to speed on all the different types of equipment. And even then, maybe it's a piece of equipment they haven't seen in a while. I always get amused when I have a service tech sent them out on a job, and they've been working with me for a long time, and they're like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, that's an Auditrol 155 valve. Can you imagine having artificial intelligence where the technician is wearing, you know, glasses, and it's interactive to where the service tech says, what kind of model is this? And artificial intelligence looks at it, responds back instantly, oh, this is an Auditrol 155 valve. What's the problem? And the technician says, well, I got high water level in the brine tank. Ah, okay. Number one thing, let's put it into a draw cycle, and the technician responds, well, how do I do that? Okay, you see that red button right there? Press a flat-bladed screwdriver in there, turn that rotator around to the second position, which says brine draw. And technician says, okay, nothing's really happening. It doesn't seem to be drawing. Okay, here's the most common thing. There's the injector is the first thing to check. Where's the injector at? Ah, in the right-hand side, towards the front, you'll see a cap. It has another flat-bladed screwdriver axis. I'll be very careful when turning that back in because you can over-tighten it and you can snap it. And the technician, you know, says, I got the cap off, okay. Reach in there with a needle-nose pliers and grab that injector and pull it straight out. You know, you can imagine how useful this will be for technicians to get them up to speed to avoid time for them having to call somebody else or to, you know, just fumble through because they don't, you know, they're technicians. They don't want to admit they didn't know something. And so this is something that's present-day technology that it sounds so futuristic, but I would say this is not that far away to where we're going to be sending technicians out with this. Or how about we have a guy that's pretty good, but he's still in training process. You know, he's been around for 4 months, and we're putting him on a job where he gets into something a little bit, you know, unusual. And so we can, at this point, pull up on our computer screens or put our virtual reality headsets on. He's got his equivalent on out there, and we're looking around because he's trying to figure out why this system isn't working. It's not metering. And you look around, and you say, hey, left side to you. Yep, higher up. You see that valve right up there? What's that going to? That's going to, looks like an outside fist spigot. That's actually connected to the cold water system also in the hard water line. Close that valve. He closes it. Yep, now we're metering. I'm seeing the flow rate. You know, things like that. You just saved a guy who's been in business for 15 years and who's working on another job, or he's back at the, you know, he's managing the service back at the office, and you brought his abilities to somebody who has 4 months of experience. You can see how this could be huge help in just raising our quality of service to customers, decreasing the cost to train somebody, decreasing the time, because how often now are you send somebody out where you have, you know, you send them out, I would refer to him as a junior tech. They can handle most situations. But then you have to send back, you know, a senior tech to a system as a follow-up because they couldn't figure out the first time. Here, we can use virtual reality to be able to look around and to be able to see. Or how about the idea that we send techs with our installers, with helpers, because they have a brine tank or a heavy unit to haul out, you know. And so, especially these systems, we're pulling out old green sand filters, and we're needing to, you know, we're putting in an AIO to replace it. Can you imagine that having the ability to be able to have a robot that can grab that old green sand filter, carry it up outside, load it up in the truck without bumping a wall because it's got sensors, it doesn't make mistakes. It's got inside feet and outside feet, so that way, you know, inside the house, it puts its house feet on, rolls around, goes to the outside, flips over its outside feet, and meanwhile, it doesn't drop the brine tank down the basement stairs. It's not bumping into the wall, and it's not hurting its back. You know, you ask, you know, okay, is that something really we're going to have? They have abilities nowadays to with robots to be able to do that. Cost-wise, it's getting closer and closer. I mean, we spend probably, what, $50,000 a year? It would be a good price for a helper that goes around just trying to help installer or service tech. Imagine if a robot, if I said, hey, you know, this robot is $65,000, but it lasts year after year, never calls off, doesn't, you know, never hurts its back. I mean, this is going to be revolutionary in our business, in the service world as we go forward. Or how about targeting customers? You know, nowadays, really good advertising is when you can target a customer, say somebody has staining. you know, we're not looking for staining on somebody's driveway per se, or staining on their car from, you know, rust stains or something, or staining from coffee spilled. We're looking for people who are staining from their water well systems inside their tubs and clothes and stuff like that. You know, good advertising using like AdWord campaigns and such are targeting people who are trying to zero in on that particular problem with that are in our market area that need service on their water system or need additional equipment. I mean, that's good advertising. We want our ads to zero into those people. Well, how about if I said that our future of advertising is going to be to start targeting those people that need to replace their iron filter, but 30 days before we start throwing up ads, the people don't even know that they're going to need to replace it yet. That's what artificial intelligence in marketing is currently being worked on. Google is dealing with trying to collaborate with service management softwares and such that will know when somebody needs our services before the customer even knows that they need us. What's the advantage there? Well, you're putting advertising dollar into top of mind awareness for an audience that needs us rather than trying to target the whole world for people that might not need us for 20 years or such. And that advantage is going to save dollars. We're going to have the advantage before our competitors who are simply ready to target people who are, you know, calling in, looking, and competing. We're going to get in that top-of-mind awareness for somebody to give us time to be that name that they think of when they call for services. So that just gives you an idea of what we have for our future in technology. But the thing is, this is already all here. It's just a matter of us embracing it. It's a matter of us recognizing how it can work. And so I challenge everybody in our industry that these future technologies, which are here, we need to start, in a sense, making it part of our understanding of our culture and fabric of our companies. We need to get our people from management to service teams to sales teams understanding, hey, this is a present-day thing. You know, Kelly mentioned earlier about ChatGPT, and that's just something that really hit. Before the beginning of this year, I think the average American really didn't think that, we could actually literally be interacting with artificial intelligence in the spring here of 2023. And yet, they rolled this out, and it's big time, and people are amazed at what you can do. I had a company policy I needed to write out, and I just typed in the basic parameters into ChatGPT. It spit out this really nice, I want to say flowery, but business-like type language and bullet points and stuff, something that was ready for handbook type ready. And so
can you give an example of a parameter that you put in, Brandon? Just to, you know, you said you put in some parameters. What would be
right.
An example of a parameter?
Yeah, so I think on this particular topic, I was relating to the usage of credit cards. And so I typed in what our expectations were. So I would say we want receipts turned in within 48 hours. We want receipts emailed, handed in direct, or emailed to a particular email address. We talked about the permissions that would be automatically granted for purchases, and I bullet pointed out supplies for a job, talked about the dollar amount limitation. You can buy tools up to this dollar amount, and these tools would be considered approved. Talked about what comes out of their tool budget, and basically talked about what would be rolled forward, what would not be rolled forward. I just simply typed in the basic parameters, and then it just organized it, wrote it out, and made it in a presentable form that I didn't have to really. I could spend my time thinking about the data points, and less time thinking about, well, how is it going to be organized, how is it going to, you know, be communicated and made sense. Huge help. I think I might have mentioned it earlier or beforehand to you, Kelly. Can't remember at what point, but like arsenic. Oh, I did say something in the group here, and I needed something just to summarize real quickly just the different technologies, to be able to just fire off to a customer. And I just simply typed in basic points. I said, you know, describe options for treating arsenic in residential water treatment. And it spit out a bunch of points that were almost, I just simply scanned it and attached it to my other stuff just to tell people, hey, here's some ideas. But it's useful for us to know what other people, maybe a consumer is using ChatGPT and say, how do I fix, black staining in my water? And it's useful sometimes just to know what people are actually seeing because, again, it's a computer. It's pulling a bunch of data points. And you're seeing more and more people who are interacting with ChatGPT who are saying, yeah, you need to know what data points you want. So you could say in there, you know, describe technologies, but do not include anything about ion exchange. You know, you can zero it in and tell it what you want it to search after or go in that sense. But, you talked about Donnermark Water Systems. I have started using it. Tell me about this particular company. And, maybe somebody left a message and, I have to admit, I get way too many people that try to leave messages for me that I can call back that are like random sales calls and such. So I don't know if this is something I would be interested in or not. So I've been using like ChatGPT, which seems to be more easier to use than, because it zeroes it in on a page or two, than saying, when we Google, you search, because then you have to like click through all these pages to try to find the information you want. Or ChatGPT sort of summarizes. It's like having your personal assistant. Hey, tell me about this, company. Tell me about Motive Vitality, and it summarizes it in a useful way. It saves time.
That's interesting. I did that one too, and I got to play around with it because I typed in write a commercial for Motive Vitality, and it wrote a commercial about vitamin supplements and a bunch of other things.
Yeah, and I think that illustrates. I think that illustrates where I think the fear of artificial intelligence oftentimes is that it's going to replace us. I'm going to say it's the opposite. We're going to be driven to understand things to a deeper depth, but we won't have to spend the time to do it. Meaning, I got to know and then type in, describe to me about Motive Vitality in the water treatment industry who helps with training, and you zero it in like that, so it knows what you're thinking. Anybody on this call knows what Motive Vitality means when we say it, but the next business down the street, they talk about that and they might think of vitamins, or they might think of motivational speaking for your chamber group or something like that. So but in this situation, we're dealing with present technologies that are certainly there that if we don't embrace, I think this is a serious enough reality that if we don't embrace it, it's not that we're going to like be held back to what we've always been as a business, but I think it's going to push us out of business. You're not going to be able to afford the advertising because you're going to have competitors who are zeroing in with the top of mind awareness. They're getting the calls and we're wondering why aren't people responding to us anymore. We're going to have expectations where people can order their food and have it delivered, or they can get an Uber driver to travel toward them. Can you imagine? Once you use the Uber drivers, you hate working with old-fashioned taxi companies. I mean, it's frustrating. You don't even know where they're at, and it's like, when are they coming? Are they coming? And so in this world, I'm dealing with technologies today where our system texts people the night before automatically and said, hey, we're going to be coming out to this address between these times service your water system. And what's great is that we used to deal with people who would be forget about us and like, oh, I forgot. And our service techs, sitting in their driveway and we have to send them on to the next place. Or for our deliveries, it's an auto order and the people are like, oh, I forgot to tell you, I don't need anything this week. And then our driver rolls on. Meanwhile, they just spent 10 minutes, sitting around trying to call, figure out what do you need. This system allows them to be reminded. The customer responds back, oh, I need 8 bottles, which is really great because, normally they may need 25 bottles, but this time they only need 8. And so we save on the truck. We make sure that, less time wasted, or they respond back and say, hey, skip me We do this a lot with, you know, we throw somebody on an auto order and they don't know what they need yet. And we find out that, you know, we're bumping in them, so I can look at the system and realize, hey, every other time we're canceling. So I can respond back through the text messaging. We'll be glad to bump you to the next call. Should we just change it from every 6 weeks to every 10 weeks or something? And people respond right back. It's hard to get hold of people today with phone calls. So we're finding people are just responding to text messages. Now, the nice thing about our system is that it shows up to all the CSRs. All the managers can see it on their desktops. It will tie it into that customer's record. So anybody can go to the customer record and see all the text messaging communications. And it's great because it can zero, like we had a call yesterday. Somebody needs a service call. We've never been to their house. And so we asked them, hey, can you please text it to us? The great thing is the people text it to us. It automatically put it to that customer's account, to that location, and to that job, because our system said, you know what, this is the latest job, it must be for this job. And so our service tech now, we don't have to do a thing in the office. He goes out to that call, he automatically sees those pictures that the person texts, and sure enough, it's a Fleck 2500 unit, it's been around for a few years, but the service tech knows what he's dealing with before he even gets out there. I love the current technology we have with phone calls and recording phone calls. We have phone calls that are recorded inbound, and it's tied to a particular service call. The service tech looks at the orders and the job. He's heading out, and he's not sure what our CSRs might have been trying to say. And so he can press a button while he's driving and listen to the phone call conversation that the customer made placing that service call, so you can hear firsthand. Because sometimes what happens is you have, like, the wife might call it in. She knows what the problem is. The husband happens to be meeting you to open up, and he's like, I don't know why my wife called. And so this allows us to be able to just decrease errors, increase efficiency, you know, drive up quality. It's great when a service tech might call the customer afterwards because there's nobody home, which is happening more and more, and the service tech gives a nice description, people didn't answer, so he tells them exactly what it was on their voicemail. Customer calls in, and everything's real-time nowadays, right? They call in half an hour later. What happened? What is it? I mean, it's like, wait, our service tech's still driving. We don't have in the old days, we don't have the paperwork back yet. Well, now we can... CSR can click right into that and realize that the service tech tried calling, did leave a voicemail message. The CSR person listens to the voicemail message, and the CSR can get on the phone with the customer right then and say, okay, Wesley did leave you a voicemail, and he described that he found that the softener was unplugged, and he plugged it back in, and he initiated a manual regeneration cycle. He confirmed that all the operations were looking correctly. He also sanitized the softener brine tank for you. Also, he did notice that there is a sink, a washtub sink in the basement that's dripping water, and he recommended that you get that fixed right away because that will mess up the way the softener functions, and you won't have good quality water that way. So
Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 2 minutes here, and I don't want to cut you off because I love this topic, and I could listen to the ideas and stuff that you're talking about here for a really long time, but I wonder if anybody else had any comments or are using this or thoughts or questions for you
before we
finish up.
This is Elaine. I have a question. Is there any possibility of doing a demo or sharing with a customer how to do a demo in a home? I can't imagine how, but I'm open to it.
You're talking about for using artificial intelligence or talking about technology?
We literally have to go into a home, kitchen table, you know, 45 minutes, an hour to present and to test water and to do.
So I'll take that one. Elaine, I have already been putting together an idea, and I don't know if you've ever put on a virtual VR headset. But this is something that I'm actually working on an idea on. You know, realtors already have layouts of houses. You can take the plans of a house, and VR technology will convert that house into a 3D image. So instead of a customer having to go visit that home, they can actually do a walkthrough, even placing furniture. They can grab pieces of furniture and put it in the home to see where things would go. So this is technology that realtors have been using already. I don't think it's that far for us to be able to do that, we would need to be able to take a, you know, put a, just change it and put a softener or an RO or a water main or, you know, to teach them how to do a plumbing assessment. But sitting around the kitchen table in a virtual environment and you know, doing a water test, essentially, you know, it would be a virtual water test, but that would help teach them what to say and how to react. You know, Jen and I do training here with, you know, with the sales training, you know, with Motor Vitality, and that I think would be a tremendous savings, cost savings for a customer to train salespeople rather than having to, you know, us to fly out to their location or them to fly out to our location. We could teach them how to do a demo or a sales, you know, a sales training right in a virtual kitchen. So that's not that far away either. Brandon, I don't know if you have anything to add to that. And we are a little bit out of time, but I want to take a couple minutes here and finish up.
Yeah, well, you're certainly from the training aspect for the sales presentations and having the different scenarios, different questions is going to be huge just to help get people up to speed and getting, you know, helping them with keeping them polished and professional. From the standpoint of interacting with customers, I think that, you know, we're seeing people driven to web pages and stuff. The next step is going to be more personalized interaction when people have issues and problems and such, and this is going to be a lot of, you know, what we refer to as you know, machine learning and such, that our different sales practices, our methods, the unique things we're facing in the particular area are going to be more and more interactive with people through technologies. And so that's where the next level of the internet is going to be, that you stick on your VR headset and you start interacting. And at that point, companies like ours are going to be having to deal with not just programming a web page, but programming an interactive experience. And so that is something that they're currently working on. That's going to be our next level. But from a practical standpoint, text messaging with customers is huge. We can sell so many systems nowadays with people text messaging what they have there. They don't have time to meet with us, so they leave a sample out, or we grab by, you know, an outside faucet, we grab it, we test it, and then we have a sales rep communicate with them, and he has all the pictures in front of him. It's, you know, our current day technology is managing those pictures, managing the customer communication when you don't have a guy in their house, at their house and such. So there's a lot of practical things we can do right now. Certainly COVID helped change it to where people are not comfortable like they used to be with people in their homes. They don't want to sit down for hours. They want to have all the information. They want to have, and we're finding people too, they're not used to talking to people, so they text message and such. So, you know, there's going to be a certain section of population that are wanting somebody in their home, but it's a growing percentage that just want to deal with technology, deal with, you know, save my time, you know, text me, talk to me. And so these are things, if we don't embrace, I think we're going to get lost, and I think we're going to go out of business. But the thing is, our industry can absolutely use these technologies. Yeah. It's going to revolutionize us, and I think if we embrace this culture, we're going to be successful.
Brandon, we are out of time. Everybody, thank you so much. I love that. It's such a fascinating topic, it's amazing how fast this half hour went. I think we could go easily another half hour or hour talking about the different ideas and the way it's going to impact everything. So I want to say thank you to everybody. Remember, WQA is in 2 weeks, and wanted to encourage anybody that hasn't signed up to go to WQA to do so. If you're on the edge, it's definitely worth it. If you're going to be there, please see us at booth 524. But beyond that, we will talk to you next week, if not before. Brandon, I really appreciate your time and your joining us here.
Thanks,
if you guys want to re-listen to this later or share this podcast or this call, then by tomorrow it should be uploaded, and you should be able to share it and re-listen to it if you missed anything. So thanks, everybody. Be safe. Brandon, thank you again very much. Jen, safe driving. And everybody else, we will talk to you next week, if not before. So thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone.